You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Rotations. Timeless Land by Yota Yindi. You are on Rotations on 3CR Community Radio. And just a reminder that this is stolen land. It is the land of the Rwandan people from the Kulin Nation. And we pay our respects to elders past and present. Today on the show we have a guest, Carolyn, who is a recovering academic, I'm told, as well as 3CR presenter, Waffle Iron Girl.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you going?
Good afternoon. A lot of juggling there, Brendan.
A lot of juggling.
A lot of buttons for you to press and headsets and mics. Thanks for coming in, Carolyn. I'm so happy to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So today we're going to hear a fantastic list of songs. I encountered this song when I attended Carolyn's course that she was delivering with the Melbourne
School of Continental Philosophy.
Yes. Yes. I emailed Carolyn and I said, you know the course that you're running on Derrida reading The Ghost of Marx?
Spectres of Marx.
Spectres of Marx. Mm. I've never read any Marx and I've never read any Derrida, but I'd like to know more. Can I come? And Carolyn very, very graciously said yes. I learned a lot. But one of the main things I learned was that Carolyn has got really, really good taste in music.
We started with Timeless Land for a reason, because one of the things in the course is always to situate ourselves in time and place. And one of the themes of dealing with ghosts and spectres is that time feels out of joint. But in that song, Yota Yindi remind us that we're also on stolen land and there's like a timelessness to recognising the land in which we learn and teach. So, yeah, I'm happy now to go into the next song.
Now I want to ask a question, which is just generally, what's the significance of the idea of ghosts or spectres in this time that we're living in?
Well, I was brought up with ghosts, so when I read Derrida, it actually was quite an easy transition. A lot of academics found that actually quite difficult, not that Derrida believes in ghosts, but he uses the ghost of Hamlet's father as an entry for us to think about the political situation of dealing with what people were calling the death of Marx. And his take on politics is that any time, any political time, is always dealing with those who have died before and those who are yet to come. And that's how time works. So we're always reckoning, if you like, with what we inherit from what, say, happened on the land in which we're living in. And then we're also reckoning with what we want to do with the situation that we find ourselves in, like dealing with, you know, the fact that sovereignty hasn't been ceded. And for people like me who's settled on this land, how you can then like work to a politics so the ghosts of the future also have a better chance of living.
Hmm. Yeah. And this would be a really good segue into the song by Bob Marley, Coming In From the Cold.
Why do you look so sad and forsaken?
That is Bob Marley coming in from the cold, just fading out there. Such a great song. How did you come to choose that one, Carolyn?
It was really difficult because there are so many Bob Marley songs that I could have chosen, and I was struggling. I was thinking of his album Survival, which was played a lot during the 1980s anti-apartheid days. And, you know, Babylon System is one of the things that I always thought, oh, that'd be a really good song. And I settled on Coming In From The Cold because I used to play that in the third year course I taught on democracy. And part of it is because that's what politics often feels like. You know, you're sort of like, you don't know where you're going to go, what you're going to do, but you want to give warmth to the connections and solidarity building that you're trying to make. So it's a kind of a, you know, rustling up warmth for people, I think, and that's why I settled on that. I like the tune. It always matters a little bit.
But everyone likes a Bob Marley tune.
This is true. Yeah, and he's got a lot of goodies, but yeah, I tend to settle on that one.
Well, it's a good choice because I walked into your course, I think, feeling like I was trying to find a warm center to go to it. So not so much for me as a philosopher, I'm not one. I think maybe in the course name that you had where it says Marx and Derrida, the word I was most attracted to was spectre. Because I really feel like a hungry ghost in this time and place in the world.
Well, Spectres of Marx is the name of the book. And for those of you listening, the course was built around that one book. the idea was that we read the book in its entirety together. And it's also the 30th anniversary of that book. 30 years ago that was written.
So who wrote that book?
Jacques Derrida. He's a French philosopher, but, you know, associated with the term deconstruction, and probably one of the few philosophers that made it to the media talking about him a fair bit, especially in the 90s, you know, of saying that he's the type of person that doesn't think reality exists, blah, blah, blah. Lots of crap was said about him. But he's very difficult to read, but I have got a lot out of reading him. So, yeah, especially Spectres of Marx, because I read Marx before I read Derrida.
A lot of things that used to be simple for me are getting more and more difficult, I think. You were talking about the idea of democracy, and I am very much affected by being a child, being brought up, worried about the Cold War, even in faraway Malaysia, having nightmares about nuclear annihilation. And then as a teenager, watching the Berlin Wall fall and thinking, here we are, this is it, better and better, on and up, democracy.
Which, you felt that?
Yes, as a teenager, I think. And it turns out when I'm talking to Gen X, a lot of Gen X of you know...
Who are X again? Sorry, I'm really bad on this. What age are they?
Well, for the purposes of now, basically we were teenagers when the Berlin Wall fell.
Oh, okay.
And we were then, you know, exposed to all of that news and all of that rhetoric around and that feeling of, you know,
now we're the new boomers.
Now we're the new...
Oh, I see. Oh, you're one of them as well. You're an ex. Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that feeling and sort of waking up to the dream of that, or the nightmare of that now, which I think leads us very nicely into the next song, Leonard Cohen's Democracy. And we've had some conversations about this earlier, and we would recommend you listen closely to the lyrics.
Yes, Leonard, Laughing Lenny always gives us dense lyrics to ponder over.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from a field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA. Democracy is coming to the sail on, sail on, oh my dear ship of state, to the shores of thee, past the reefs of green, through the swamps of hate. Sail on, sail on, sail on. Here they got the range and the machinery for change, and it's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family is broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Well, we weren't going to play it, but we did play it. What a blast from the past that was. It was Leonard Cohen and Democracy. What is democracy? Too big a question for a Sunday afternoon.
There's never too big a question.
But maybe we're asking the wrong question, right? So what
is? Why don't we have it yet?
Yeah, because going back to the course, one of the things that Derrida puts into question is being able to answer what is anything? What is democracy? What is a woman? You know, I mean, the famous philosophical one is what is a chair? But you shove something in like democracy and woman and it's very different. But I think I was really lucky with this song because when I was in high school and the history teachers were explaining what democracy is, what communism is, and what socialism is, all of these things, I never understood it. And I thought I was really dumb. you know, because it was like, that's just not making sense to me. I don't understand this thing they're calling free elections. And, you know, like we had the Soviet Union as being a supposedly, you know, communist bloc, but they were killing millions of people and none of it was making sense in my head. So for me, the Cold War was a very different experience to you. It was already in question, and that's one of the things that Derrida says in his reading of Marx, is that in the 1930s, people were already mourning a certain Marxism because they were dealing with what was happening in the Soviet Union that took communism's name. So rather than ask something like, what is democracy? It's like, what happens in democracy's name? How does democracy function? And this, of course, to do this kind of work, and this is what I think Leonard Cohen is doing in this song, is you've got to reckon with a lot of ghosts.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't say what democracy is in that song, but he talks about all the places that it's coming from, and a lot of them involve dead people, and reckoning with, like, bringing some kind of justice to those that don't have it.
I think we were also talking about another tricky subject, which was what meaning we make of memories and the context we were in. And I think we were talking about the memory of the Berlin Wall and it falling. And you were saying you had a very different context from your age and what you were doing in life at the time.
Yeah, well, I guess I was... I just finished my undergraduate degree, I think, 5 years after I'd finished my undergraduate. So it was already a question to me that the opposition that was in the mass media between democracy and communism was not the opposition that made sense in my head for thinking about politics. And if that's not the opposition, then it's like, well, where do you go? And that's when for me, Derrida entered the picture and, you know, reckoning, his reading of Marx gave me something that I was quite stuck with, I think, at the time. And then, you know, Leonard Cohen provided a really good soundtrack.
A soundtrack to your youth? A soundtrack to your youth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My 20s. Mm-hmm. I mean, I still play it and I've been playing it to students for, you know, over 20 years now. So, yeah.
I am very struck by the question you just posed a little while ago, which is, where do we go? I think we're all looking for a place to land. What am I going to be when I grow up is what I very often say now in my 50s. You've been looking for a way to live finally. And we're all looking for where to help, where to stand, where to organize, where to put our efforts for a better world. And I think behind all of these questions, like I now have this picture of, you know, hordes of ghosts where democracy coming from marching across the land. Cool. We don't quite know if they're the ghosts for or against any of these concepts, but really us and the ghosts are looking for somewhere to go. Which seems like maybe a Johnny Cash question as well.
Johnny's always got the answers to all these questions, hasn't he?
Are you about to play Johnny?
Yeah, let's play.
Because I think, you know, he puts the question to the cowboy, you've got to make a choice, and that's what ghosts give you.
So do you play, the song we're going to play is Ghost Riders by Johnny Cash.
Mm.
What is the purpose of playing this in your course?
Well, I loved I've known that song since I was a kid, and I love the image of, like, ghost riders actually being in the sky. But when I listen to the lyrics and it's about, you know, a cowboy, like, finding a ridge to rest along the way, and the ghosts, it's a bit like Charles Dickens and the Scrooge story of the ghosts from the future and past coming to you saying, you got to make choices. And which ones are you going to make? And this is what comes to the cowboy, is that the ghosts are actually saying you've got to make a choice. And that's the importance to me of that song, is that even though we don't know where we're going a lot of the time in politics and ethics, like we really struggle a lot with all of that, we still have to make a choice.
cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire, and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo, faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. 'Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, all the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
To Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this fist with a carrot, and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter. Food Not Bombs.
Keffiyehs are Palestinian scarves, and they're a symbol of support for justice for the Palestinian people. From the traditional black and white keffiyeh to an array of modern designs, explore the range and order online or drop by 3CR during business hours. Wear your support for the rights of Palestinians. Go to keffiyehs.org.au. That's keffiyehs.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Here we are on a Sunday afternoon at 3CR with Brendan Bonzak on Rotations. And I'm Waffle Iron Girl. Our guest today is Carolyn De Cruz, a recovering academic, a revolutionary perhaps? Mm. No. But definitely...
I'd like to be, but I'm not.
Nevertheless, wearing a kufiya, having come from the Nakba rally just before, how's your Sunday afternoon going?
Not bad. It's nice to be here and talk music and politics on the commemoration day.
Yeah. Are all the rotation shows like this, Brendan, or is it a little different?
Rotations is a very eclectic program.
Yes.
So we have, if you want to go back, dear listener, and listen to all the rotations episodes that have gone to air, you can go to 3cr.org.au/rotations. And there you can listen back to years and years.
Years.
Of different shows. It's different every week. Everyone has a different theme. Ours seems to be ghosts today. I don't think we went in with a theme, but there you go. It's ghosts, it's memory, it's democracy.
It's politics.
It's freedom. It's politics.
Where to go? Where do we all want to go? Here's where I want to go. I'm very excited about this. Nina Simone, one of my absolute favorites, and we are going to hear Mississippi Goddam.
The name of this tune is Mississippi Goddam. And I mean every word of it. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddam. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddam. Can't you see it? Can't you feel it? It's all in the air. I can't stand the pressure much longer. Somebody say a prayer. Alabama's gotten me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about show tune, but the show hasn't been written for it yet. Hound dogs on my trail, school children sitting in jail, black cat cross my path, I think every day's gonna be my last. Mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here, I don't belong there. I've even stopped believing in prayer. Don't tell me, I'll tell you. Me and my people just about do. I've been there so I know. Keep on saying, go slow. That's just the trouble. Washing the windows, picking the cotton. You're just plain rotten. You're too damn lazy. You're thinking it's crazy. Where am I going? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know. Just try to do your very best. Stand up, be counted with all the rest. Cause everybody knows about Mississippi Goddam. I bet you thought I was kidding, didn't you? Picket lines, school boycotts, they try to say it's a communist plot. All I want is equality for my sister, my brother, my people and me. Yes, you lied to me all these years. You told me to wash and clean my ears. And
and talk real fine, just like a lady, and you'd stop calling me Sister Sadie. Oh, but this whole country is full of lies. You all gonna die and die like flies. I don't trust you anymore. You keep on saying, go slow. Go slow. But that's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification.
There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating. Oh,
Shirley Bassey,
mm-hmm.
and history repeating,
mm-hmm.
with the aid of the propeller heads from the, I think it was the 90s?
Sometime in the 90s, early 90s, yeah. late 90s, I can't remember.
And before that we heard the marvellous Nina Simone with Mississippi Goddamn, and that was recorded in 1964 in New York City.
Yep.
And you can really feel the anger in that one.
Mm.
Does history repeat, or is it because we tend to look at history through the lens of the present?
Well, in both of those songs, we do see the repetition, right? Mississippi, goddamn. We're still on these lands dealing with black deaths in custody. The, you know, not 2020 was that big George Floyd
murder.
And, you know, the people rising against that kind of stuff. The reason I had history repeating in the course is because when Derrida reads Marx's pamphlet, the 18th Brumaire of Louis Bonaparte, begins with that line, you know, about Hegel talking about history repeating. And he says, but he forgot to mention first as tragedy, second as farce.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole pamphlet is about how, you know, Bonaparte is like a opportunist trying to mimic his uncle, Napoleon. So yes and no. The sad things about the repetition, like we see, you know, very recently I rewatched Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, which ends with a black guy getting murdered by a cop. In a situation, and that was 1989. So Nina Simone, 1964. You know, I'm reading at the moment Amy Maguire's Black Witness. So yeah, there's a lot of bad repetition because we still haven't dealt well with all the ghosts of what we live with on stolen land, I guess.
There's this idea. I hear sometimes of the original sin and how if that's not dealt with, the ghosts keep coming back over and over again, no matter how we try to, in air quotes, move on from it. But here's a tricky question, and I'm interested to see how you'll respond to this.
Mm.
We've been talking about history repeating, about ghosts, and about our desire, I think, for some of us to know where to go from here. What would you say if you were asked, what is the answer? Where do we go?
There's no one answer. But you want to stop the blood, right? You want to stop the genocide. You want to pay the rent. You know, there are so many. You want to stop people getting incarcerated. You want to stop, you know, domestic violence, sexual assault. There's so many things that you want to stop. So you put your energy where you can. I don't know. I don't have answers, but I sort of feel like I can see what's wrong and unjust. And so it's like trying to find the energy to move the I don't know if history does move or bend to the arc of justice, but we want it to. And it's the desire for wanting it to that, you know, you try and find that those paths that will move that way rather than perpetuate the shit.
Yeah, and I think this is where perhaps our next song offers not so much an answer as a vibe to move towards. What sits alongside ghosts in my mind are angels.
Yeah, find your angels and saints to guide you.
The angels of our better nature.
Yeah!
Democracy in Difference, Debating Key Terms of Gender, Sexuality, Race and Identity by Carolyn De Cruz. Internet search it, preferably on a privacy focused internet search engine like DuckDuckGo. Today we've been talking to Carolyn De Cruz. Thank you for sharing your music and your wisdom.
Thank you for having me.
And your sparkling personality.
We've been talking about angels. We've been talking about democracy. We've been talking about the revolution.
We got to work for it.
Are we always in the midst of it, though?
Yeah. Well, some people are on the front lines of it. Yeah. There are people on the front lines. I'm, you know, privileged to not be on the front line, but have learned through life that you got to play your part.
And, I mean, this is a big question to ask at the end of the show, but, you know, is the study of history a privilege? Because...
Yeah. But, you know, you learn it in different ways. Some people have to learn it, and they learn it generationally through the stories of their families and so on. So it depends on what we call...
call history?
Yeah, and where you learn it. But, you know, as I've been learning, some people carry it, have to carry it, and... Yeah.
We are running out of time, unfortunately. It's a big topic to unpack, but do look up Carolyn's book. Coming up next is Queering the Air, and we're talking to a poet, or Madison's talking to a poet, amongst other things, on that show, so stay tuned. And we're going to go out with a poet, or waffle. Who is this poet of which I speak?
Gil Scott Heron, a poet for all poets.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will